donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back, and we have with us Teddy Daniels, and Teddy is running for lieutenant governor in the state of Pennsylvania, and boy, do we need an honest lieutenant governor. One of the things, Teddy, we're seeing that a whole lot, I guess it's what, six or seven right now candidates that are former Navy SEALs that are running for Congress, which is really, really good.
Be careful, though. Dan Crenshaw was a Navy SEAL, and I'm really disappointed with him.
Yeah, a whole lot of people are. Yeah, he didn't.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. My apologies.
No. Yeah, well, since you just brought that up, let me just do this. Here, when on January 6th, and President Trump said, Mike, do the right thing, Mike. Mike Pence had the authority to say, look, before there's a lot of questions, there's a lot about the legality of these ballots. So before I certify these elections, we need to take 10 days and look into it and to look at these accusations that have been brought on election fraud. Now, he had the full authority to do that. He had the power to certify it or not.
He could have sent it right back to the state.
He could have done that. Now Mike is pretending like he didn't. You know, he did that once before when it came to the sodomite marriage. He said, there will be not in the state of Indiana, not while I'm governor, this will not be. But then he caved. He caved.
Mm-hmm.
And here, just to see what happened. Now, the people that should have stood right there with President Trump and the American people, Tom Cotton was one. I was really, I thought he would. I was really disappointed. And the reason I'm saying this is not because I want to hurt Tom Cotton, but the rhinos should know. They should know that we're fed up with them surrendering before the fight even gets going. But the one that really disappointed me, because I've always thought very highly, is Marsha Blackburn. Mm-hmm. Marsha, she stood down when she should have stood up. Now, Josh Hawley and some others did stand up. I believe Cruz was one. And I know right here, our congressman here from Ohio, Jim Jordan, he was adamant.
Oh, I love Jordan.
Yeah. And so he was adamant with that. And praise the good Lord for people like him and those that did stand their ground. But we were betrayed not just by the enemy. We were betrayed by those that were supposed to be our friends, aren't we?
Well, you're absolutely right. And I can tell you this. Running in I initially started in a congressional campaign, and you have the NRCC, which, let's be honest, they come out and they pick and choose what candidates they want, and they'll support those candidates with money, with help, with resources, with everything. And I'm a candidate that the NRCC was not very fond of, so I knew that was going to be an uphill climb to begin with, but you see it across the country right now. And pretty much, if you take a look at whoever Kevin McCarthy gets behind, that it's a bought and paid for candidate. They've already sold their soul, and they're going to go with the flow. They're going to be influenced with big money PACs and committee positions. And I hate to say it, but that's...
Well, you're right. We have a few out there, like Ron Johnson would be one. John Kennedy would be another.
I'd love him too. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's good. Ted Cruz, 90% of the time, but every now and then he does something really weird. Okay,
he had a slip up a couple weeks ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. But Lindsey, I don't trust Lindsey Graham as far as I can throw him. Lindsey's got his finger in the air. He pretends to be one thing when he's another, isn't he?
You're absolutely right there. There's too many go-with-the-flow type guys. And the problem is you always need that one voice of dissent. You always need a dissenting voice to try to keep the rest of them honest. And there's not enough of them.
Right. When they brag about how we can go across the aisle and work, the Bible says that light can have no fellowship with darkness. That light can have no fellowship with darkness, okay? That doesn't mean that you want to argue about everything that comes up, but it does mean when these guys are talking about how they're able to work with these people, and the Speaker of the Senate, his
McConnell,
with, you know, China. You know, I was watching this big professor, and he was speaking to thousands of people, and he worked for the government, and he was laughing. He was saying, "We own America. We have our people, and all of the high places we have bought and paid for." And he's bragging. And McConnell's wife has got some big interest in the Communist Party of China, don't she?
Oh, he does. He does. A lot of interest there. A lot of them do. And one of the things that needs to stop in D.C. is this insider stock trading. Like, how do you go into office and get a government salary, and then 10 years later you're a multimillionaire? How does that happen? That's not what our founding fathers intended.
I know how it happens. I know exactly. Harry Truman says this. He says, "You can bet that any time a politician gets rich in office, they're a crook." That's what he said.
They are. And I hate to say this. They all are. You know, I got to tell you guys this. My situation is a lot different. You know, I spent my entire career in public service. And, you know, I came back from Afghanistan. I married way out of my league. I have the cutest little boy in the world. You know, and I'm finally in a position in life to be able to go out. I enjoy hunting. I enjoy fishing. I enjoy riding my motorcycle. I love traveling with my family. But I look at my son. And my little boy is my why. You know, that's what drives me. And if I don't stand up now, what kind of future is he going to have? So I know I'm only one guy, and this is a stopgap. But maybe, hopefully, I can get others to stand up as well and do the same thing to stop this lineage of corrupt politics.
Yeah, but Teddy, don't you know the only reason you can do all of that is because of white privilege? Because
don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Well,
on a roll now.
You have an ID card. You can go and vote. A lot of people don't have IDs, and they can't vote. But you have white privilege. That's what you have.
Let me tell you this. Where was my white privilege when I was getting shot at on the side of a mountain in Afghanistan? Where was my white privilege when I was a kid? My parents were so poor. We had to wear winter coats in the house in winter. My mom would turn the electric stove on to heat the house because we couldn't afford oil for the oil tank to heat the house. And we ate hot dogs all winter, because we couldn't afford food. And when my dad went deer hunting, it wasn't to get a nice buck to get mounted on the wall. It was meat for the winter. You know? It's like, wasn't it Dr. Martin Luther King that said, "I'd rather be judged on the content of my character, not the color of my skin"? And now we have an entire society judging people based on the color of their skin. Isn't that sad?
Well, you know what? You have a society of fools that will do that. And they are fools. The Bible refers to them as simple-minded, that they're simple-minded.
They're very simple-minded. And I'll tell you this. I think it's much easier to be a victim than it is to be a winner. And I think our society has created people to where it's easier to call yourself a victim than it is to stand up and go work for what you want in life. And society's created that.
Yeah, well, you know, those of us that have grown up in poverty, we have a lot in common with Hunter Biden.
Well, please tell me how. Please tell me how I have something in common with Hunter Biden.
Anyhow, no, I mean, here, when you take a look at that, how many, they say that the Biden crime cartel, the entire crime family has gotten over $1 billion from China.
I believe it.
Yeah, well, you know, and we know why. Come on, let's face it. He's a renowned artist. His paintings are worth $500 million apiece.
I did a post on social media this summer. I was out on the deck doing watercolors with my little boy, and he was so proud. He stood there and held the picture up, and I took a picture of it. And I said, "Man, you think I could sell this for a couple million like Hunter Biden does with his? You know." It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. We live in a crazy world, and it's starting to become normalized.
You know, it's so in-your-face corruption. It's like such in-your-face, and they will always, always accuse you of doing what they're doing. This goes all the way back, it goes back to Genesis chapter 3 and the devil, okay? But they will always accuse you of doing what they're doing, the Communist Party. And this whole thing, when he's talking about false narratives, those that are going out and putting out false information, when it comes to election fraud, I've always said this, the Democratic Party is to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll, Muhammad Ali to boxing.
Yep.
And, yep. You know, the Republicans couldn't care, even come near, even if they wanted to. Again, they're so corrupt, and they know that there's no way they could ever possibly win an honest election. That's why they're going to do whatever they can to stop the midterms, I believe.
Well, you're right. They are going to try, and that's why we're the only ones right now who have stood up and taken the fight. I think the rest of them are scared. I don't know how it is in Ohio, but out here we have the Uniparty, where they're all in bed together. And depending on whichever way the wind blows, candidates will switch parties just to stay in the office. It's the Uniparty that runs it. It's all backdoor deals between parties, all to benefit politicians, not the people.
Right. It's all, again, you're absolutely right. You've got, if I were king for today, I would cut out the lobbyist. That's one of the main things I would do.
Absolutely.
And it's just, the corruption is so killer. But let me ask you this, because we're standing with our brothers and sisters in Canada. They had the same kind of election fraud. The same group of criminals were involved in the Canadian election fraud as they were here, too. And the people, they've had enough. They've had enough. Now, if Baby Castro, that's Trudeau, you know why they call him Baby Castro, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, well, anyhow, if he tries to bring the hammer down on those people, they've had enough. They want their freedom. They want their freedom. Now, from what I'm seeing, more and more police officers. You were a police officer, right? Here's what I said last night. I said, if you police officers out there, what the government is doing is corrupt. They're wrong. It's illegal. You cannot take people's gasoline away from them the way they're doing. You cannot take their rights away from them the way, and it started to arrest them the way they're doing. That is, they are not obeying the law. And you police officers, if you have any integrity at all, if you have any honor and integrity, and if you're legitimate, You will not. You will obey God, and you will obey the law, and not these corrupt people.
It's an unlawful order.
Pardon?
It's an unlawful order. And, you know, and at least here in the United States, when I was police officer, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. I didn't take an oath to listen to what my supervisor tells me or to what a politician tells me or to what the chief of police tells me. I took an oath to the Constitution. That's the difference.
We all did that when we went into the military. We all did that. Now, there's a difference between us and our Canadian brothers and sisters. We're armed, and there's a whole lot of us that would rather die on our feet than live on our knees. We're not going to accept slavery. We're not going to accept it. We just won't. But our friends up there, even though they do have some have firearms, they're illegal, but they have them. And and the question is, how willing are they to fight to the very end for their freedom?
That's a good question.
Well, Pastor Ernie, if I can interject here just for a second, I saw a guy on the news this evening that was there, and he was interviewed by a Fox reporter, and he asked him why he was there. He said, look, I'm 60 years old. I have grandkids. I was just fired from, I think it was a Ford plant because he wouldn't get vaccinated. Another one of his relatives was fired because he refused to get vaccinated, and his son-in-law was losing a lot of money because he refused to get vaccinated. And he pretty much said he's there if it comes to a fight to the death, he's there for it. And very passionate, but they were, you know, being peaceful. But it sounds like if they Canadian officials, whether they're military or police, want to bring them a fight, these guys are not going to budge. And I really applaud them for what they're doing, and we really need to pray for them and support them because they've blocked their funds again, some judge up there. So that seems to be their stance, and I hope they hang tough.
Well, I've heard that they have dropped all COVID restrictions in Canada now. That's what I've heard. I've heard that they've done that. Okay.
May have happened. I don't know.
But,
but could I ask Teddy another question that's really pertinent to Pennsylvania and to surrounding states, and, you know, what happened here with the restrictions here, Teddy, with the COVID, and especially, and John McTernan can testify to this, in this state, we've been allowing our elderly in the nursing homes to be abused unabated. In fact, the state's been protecting the abusers, and we believe and have strong evidence that actually proves that that they are doing this, that they're not protecting the elderly in Pennsylvania, and that it appears that this culminated in the Wolf administration murdering, 8,000 nursing home residents with the COVID virus. I mean, what's your opinion of what happened there and what should have happened?
Well, that was Dr. Levine, our former Secretary of Health, who now works for the Biden administration, who ordered sick people into the nursing homes. The same thing actually happened in New York under Governor Cuomo, and they should have been prosecuted. They should have been brought to justice for that. Here in Pennsylvania, Dr. Levine, after issuing orders to move sick people into the nursing homes, actually moved his own mother out of one. So that just goes to show you right there. Now, they should have been prosecuted under the law, but the unfortunate thing that we've been seeing is that there are two justice systems right now, one for the Democrats and one for Republicans. And because the Wolf administration and Levine are all Democrats, they never get brought to justice.
And again, unless we get President Trump back in, and he can use the military. We don't have a Department of Justice. It's a strong arm, corrupted, very corrupt branch. You know, Teddy, some years ago when Obama Nation was in office, and John will tell you that, because we had our battles with the corrupt War College and that. But mm-hmm. I called the Justice Department when Obama was in office, and I talked to some lawyers, and I asked them, do you know is there any Christians there? Do you know of any Christians? And they said, the guy I talked to said, I don't know of any, but let me ask around. And he would actually call, and he was talking, do you know of any, are there any Christians? Do you know of any Christians? Does anybody here know of any Christians? Not one. Nobody knew. Now, they got, what, about 1,700 lawyers there?
Yeah, yeah.
And they knew not one Christian because they get purged out of there.
I'm sure they do.
And so that's why the corruption, again, we don't have, and unless we can get Trump back in. Now, if Trump were to go back in, and I believe he's planning on doing that, who do you think, would you think that maybe Josh Hawley or DeSanto might be two good choices for vice president?
I think, if Trump doesn't run?
If he doesn't run, I'm pretty sure, those two would be good, definitely two.
I think DeSantis would be great, and honestly, who I'd like to see run again would be Ted Cruz.
Yeah, well, Cruz would be, I think, a good vice president candidate if Trump runs. If not, now
Trump is going to run in 2024. Now, I know the man hates politics. He hates the whole political game. Excuse me. However, he wants vindication. So that's the only reason I believe he's going to be running in 2024. Is to just get his vindication. But the good thing is you'd have a man who won't be able to run again, won't be running for re-election, and he, this time, can really clean house, bring in the right people around him, and fill the government with good people. Not the check-the-box type folks that Obama's been bringing in for all these positions.
Well, see, that was his problem. That was his problem. He was in a snake pit. He didn't know who he could trust. He was surrounded. He was surrounded by the enemy. And the thing of it is, can he go in there? Because the snake pit, remember what Chuckie Schumer said? He said, if you go up against the intelligence, the CIA, the FBI, they've got seven ways from Sunday to get you. Mm-hmm. In other words, he's talking about deep state. Can we ever remember? John Kennedy wanted to do away that was with the CIA. So did Reagan. They wanted to do because they've become totally out of control. You know, they're spying. Pardon?
They've gone rogue.
Yeah, absolutely. And so has the FBI. And so. Anyhow, but now, definitely, if I lived in Pennsylvania, you would have my. In fact, if I lived in Pennsylvania, I'd be out there campaigning for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
I would definitely. We need people like you that understand. You understand right from wrong. You've got common sense. You're a patriot. You can tell with you it's God, country, and God, family, and country. That's the way it should be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way it should be, and in that order.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't get it.
No, they don't. But we do. Let me ask you this question. What do they know that we don't know in China? China has not administered a single mRNA vaccine to any of its 1.45 billion citizens. So 1.5 billion citizens. But guess what? Now here's what China has been saying. China has been saying that we're killing American soldiers without firing a shot. And who do you think's doing that? That's right. Joe Bama, Fauci, okay, Austin, and Milley, and they're forcing these soldiers. Now, the best and the brightest, and when I say the brightest, the ones that refuse to take the poisonous jab, they're being thrown out of the military. They're throwing the people that you would that have the best discernment, the best understanding, and those that are patriotic. They're going to purge. That's what. Remember Obama? He purged 11 four-star generals. Why? Because they obeyed the oath that they took to the Constitution and God and country.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Absolutely.
So, I don't. You know, first of all, I don't. I'm. They keep trying to tell Russia they're supposed to go into war in the next couple of days. I don't think Putin may do that. I think he's using all those troops to force them into some kind of an agreement. What do you think?
Well, I think Putin is a lot smarter than what we have in the White House right now. I remember seeing the picture of Putin and Biden after the summit. Biden looked confused, and Putin looked like a slide box. So, you know, is this Putin playing 4D chess? Is he testing to see how we're going to respond? You know, that's my big question. But I will tell you this. I don't feel that American men and women should be put over there to secure a border on Ukraine when our own southern border is left wide open. We have own people and our own problems to worry about, rather than what Russia is going to do with Ukraine.
Well, Biden's spokesman just came out recently and said that it's extremely important that we protect Ukrainian border. That Ukrainian border is protected, right?
Well,
right.
Because what a Burisma. That Ukrainian gas company, whose son sat on that board making billions of dollars, you know? So they've got their own family interests to protect over there. And the sad part is they plan on using America's young men and women to go over there and shed blood to protect their own family interests.
Well, you know, Joe Obama himself, he'll make it very clear, because when the Attorney General was investigating Hunter, Joe Obama told him that he's either going to get fired, the president, today, or you're not going to get that dark money. You're not going to get your dark money. And
exactly.
So what they did is they fired him. And Joe Obama, you know, he was bragging about that. And remember, don't forget what he did to Corn Pop. Remember?
Oh, I know.
You know, he came out and he fought off Corn Pop with that chain, didn't he?
You know, I actually have a T-shirt that says Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Was he? Look, I'm gonna tell you what this is true. Some years ago, when he was the senator, I was at the Russell Building, walking down the hallway, and I was going to believe it was George Voinovich's office when he was senator. And what happened was, nobody in that hallway, that long hallway, and I was about halfway down, and just as I walked by a door, Biden steps out, puts his hand out, and says, "I'm Senator Biden. What brings you to Washington?" I said, "I'm Pastor Sanders, and I'm here for the right to life." Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, you know, not everybody's pro-life." And I said, "God is." And I says, "You're either pro-life or low-life." And with that, he started moving pretty fast. He started walking very fast.
He did. Okay?
And I walked fast, and then he broke out in a flat-out run. So I can't hardly believe that he was going to take President Trump behind the gym.
I don't know.
I tell you, if those two had gone back there, only one of them would be coming out, huh?
Oh, you got that right. And it wouldn't have been the senile guy.
All right, we're up against the break. Listen to this song, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of truth in this song, so listen to it. We'll be right back.
This is Molly Smith, President of Cleveland Rights to Life and Chairperson of the 13th Annual Bringing America Back to Life Convention, presented by the Kurtz Brothers. This highly acclaimed two-day event will be held on March 11th and 12th at the Embassy Suites in Independence, Ohio. Bob France returns as our MC to welcome national and international heroes, such as Matt Walsh from The Daily Wire, Milo Yiannopoulos, who joins us to recount his powerful conversion story, and David Barton from Wall Builders. This cultural-changing educational event has become a benchmark for the local, state, and the national pro-life and pro-family movement, as it is here that we pave the way back to life through prayer, action, voting, and education. Help us to bring America back to life on March 11th and 12th at the Embassy Suites in Independence. For a full list of presenters, tickets, and booth registration, go to bringingamericabacktolife.org. That's bringingamericabacktolife.org or call 440-653-5245. 440-653-5245. Hurry, tickets are limited and are going fast.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. A big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care and I buy everything he eats. I provide him. Time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way.
What difference at this point does it make?
I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. Sure, we've had some good times, and he's been fun to have around. But if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
I pay for all his health care. Spread the wealth, government health, flea-bitten Democrat. Dang it.
It's a sad thing to see something like that happen to a dog, to become a Democrat. All right, phone lines are open. Listen, phone lines are open. I want to hear from... from some of you folks in Canada, because we've been getting calls saying, no, they haven't lifted all those restrictions. That's false news that they're putting out, because there have been some saying that they have lifted the restrictions there, all of the COVID. And we have people from Canada saying no. So for you folks from Canada, give us a call here at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. It's 888-677-9673. Give us a call. And here, you know, we're not going to stand for this, said Steve Bannon. He goes off on the DHS terrorism warning and threats against free speech in America. Bannon's the Joe Obama Department of Homeland Security declared a heightened terrorism threat due to several factors, including environmental filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories and other forms of disinformation. That's what they got. Listen, let me tell you. They'll always accuse, if there's anyone that's putting out absolute pure lies, it's the Democrat, it's the Biden, and it's the fake news media. What do you guys think? Okay, who do we have?
No Canadians, but Mercedes in Philly.
Well, let's go to Mercedes in Philly, but Mercedes in Philly is not exactly Canada. But go ahead, Mercedes.
Hi, I was just calling because I wanted to ask for prayer for my mother, who has always been in good health but has not been feeling good past couple of days, of nausea and stomach pain. And I just wanted to ask for prayer for her. We both listen and, to your show and have gotten a lot of blessing from it, so just calling in for that.
All righty. Well, I know a great prayer warrior named John McTernan. Are you there, John McTernan?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie, but I couldn't hear a word she said.
Mercedes is asking for you to pray for her mother. How old is your mother, Mercedes?
She's 82.
She's 82, John, and she's got some maladies with her stomach, and she wants you to pray for a healing.
Okay. What's her first name?
Her name's Carol.
Carol.
Father, we bring Carol before you. And Lord, when it comes to health and faith, age doesn't matter. So Lord, we're asking now that Carol is having some apparently serious problems with the stomach, the digestive system. We're asking that you would, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the name of Jesus, move to heal her stomach from whatever the malady is, Lord. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And if I lived out there where you did, Philadelphia, I know who I'd be voting for a lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for the prayer.
All right. God bless and tell everybody about Teddy Daniels. All right. Who do we have next?
We got Steve Clay.
Steve? Okay, Steve, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Pastor, good evening. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Steve?
Not bad. After almost 50 years, this has got to be the most important year of your program, which is only close to half a century if, you know, some of the liberals can't count. But is this anywhere in the Bible that, you know, to hate or to not like or things like that? But, I mean, liberalism is more... it's becoming more of a cult, isn't it, would you say?
Go and read Isaiah 32, verses 1 through 8. It says, in the last days, just prior to the Lord's mm-hmm. return, the vile person would be called a liberal, and that they would practice hypocrisy. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. That was written some 2,800 years ago, and that's Isaiah 32. It's referring to when the Lord comes back, just prior to the Lord's return to set up the millennial kingdom. We're seeing exactly what it says. It couldn't be any clearer.
Were you ever able to get Steve Bannon on your show, or was it just Raheem Kassam?
No, he's, you know, I didn't try. because, you know, he's doing his thing. We have to do our thing. And
it's just amazing that what you're both bouncing off each other. And I don't know if you know it, but what he says, and when you just back everything up, plus with the Bible, everything that you say and he says during the day, it's just amazing. There's a certain things he might go in one area, the stock market to the, you know, the 7.5 inflation, which they say is 13, and the stagflation and all that. But you just catch everything at night. But it's just amazing how you two work off each other. So I just wanted to say God bless you, and God keep you all safe and surround you with every protective.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
God bless you.
God bless. All right. You know, that could be said, you know, Ted, you know, that could be said again about Teddy Daniels. I mean, everything he said tonight is exactly what we believe.
Well, here's the thing, sir. We just speak common sense. I think that's the big difference. We're just common sense guys.
Well, you know, I want to do everything I can do to help you out there with your cause for sure. All right, let's go to Tim. Tim, you're in the air.
Good evening, all.
Go ahead.
Both Johns and Ted Daniels, I want to send a special blessing out not only to Pastor Sanders and his show and all his guests, both Johns and Joe and little Lisa and everyone else that gives up their time and effort Monday through Friday, and a special blessing on Sunday when he comes by himself and gives us the word for the day. And I also want to have a special blessing on the Daniels family and Teddy Daniels, and with the upcoming elections, that it's fair and balanced, and that that the truth will win in the end. And I wanted to say today that I've been listening to, for the last 14 days, while I listen to the show in the evening, I have the YouTube live feed, and there's probably half a dozen, if not more, YouTubers that are streaming live from Canada. And the reason they're doing that is so that people get the truth of what's really going on there. It's 36 degrees and plenty of heavy rain going down, and the streets are packed. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, well, it tells you they're not standing down.
They're dedicated. They're going to get out there in pretty cold temperatures, and they're bundled up, and they're happy, and they're picking up the stuff in the streets, and they try to squeeze them on the gas. They tried to say they weren't going to send out anything to pick up the sanitation to try to cause them to fall, and yet they're cleaning up, they're shoveling snow, they're making the shit. The streets are cleaner now than they were before this started.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. They're finding more and more police officers are refusing to arrest them.
They're standing with them. They're standing with them in front of this this stage, and people are dancing in the streets, and the cops are right there next to them talking to people and everything else. It's on right now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that with Ted Daniels and, you know, definitely with the Sanders family, that Charles Spurgeon, he only lived 57 years on this earth, and he lived in the 1800s, which was pretty rudimentary times back then. I wasn't alive, but that's based on what I've heard and what I've read. It was pretty rudimentary. It says that the devil has seldom done a cleverer thing. This is out of Charles Spurgeon's mouth. Mind you, this is in the 1800s. And he's only 57 when he dies. The devil has seldom done a cleverer thing than hinting to the church that part of their mission is to provide entertainment for the people with a view to winning them. Providing amusement for the people is nowhere spoken of in Scripture as a function of the church. The need is biblical doctrine, so understand and felt that it sets men afire. And the other quote of him that about the... So Scripture is like a lion. Whoever heard of defending a lion, just turn it loose and it will defend itself. The Lord gets his soldiers. The other one that I thought was kind of interesting is he gets his best soldiers through affliction. So all of us that feel that the Lord gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction.
All right. Well, Tim, I've got to move on. But listen, thank you for all those good words. That's good information. John, you're up next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really am supportive of the truckers in Canada, and it's a really hopeful sign that people are starting to think for themselves. There's an article I saw on a very important website, Global Research, globalresearch.ca, called U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies, that is their secret police, are waging covert cyber war against vaccine dissenters and independent media. In other words, I think it's just the other way around, where other side is accusing this side is accusing Russia, China, or any country that the deep state, the military industrial complex, or big pharma are not able to put under a thumb of what this country is doing. And I think this attempt to now bring to fruition this war against Russia and China, and to constantly harp on Biden being old and weak and being overrun and outmaneuvered by Russia and China, is really going to lead us into this war. And that's all coming from the right. And I should think people should remember that it was Trump who, after he went out of office, said, take the vaccine. And to simply blame the people he himself could have fired, that he himself appointed, as to forcing him to take these positions is I don't think at all valid. And I think that in many cases, it's really the right wing, which dominates all of the radio media throughout the United States, and constantly has accused.
Okay, John, let me just cut you in, because you know you continuously harp on this. Look, we're on the right. Go to Matthew chapter 25. God's word, the Bible, will overrule you, no matter what you think. Go to Matthew chapter 25, read that, starting in verse 40. Read that, and it's very clear on those on the right, those on the left. We hold to the biblical position of what is on the right. We hold to that definition, not NBC, ABC, CBS definition of right and left. We hold to the inerrant word of God, that definition alone. But thanks for calling. There you go. He's got an obsession with being with those on the right blaming communism. He was right about what they're doing. Biden, they want, and that military industrial complex wants this war. They really do want this war, and they're trying to convince Putin. Putin said that, look, remember what he said about Obama? I remember very clearly. He said, if you elect him, he's going to do everything, okay, that we fought against here that are in Russia. He said that very failed system that we fought against is what you're going to get with Obama. He was exactly right. Do you know what? What Putin said, Putin says, we got to stop abortion. Abortion is wrong. It's wrong to kill babies. He was right, okay? Putin says we need more young couples to get married. We get $40,000, equivalent of $40,000 in Russia, to buy a house for those that will agree to get married and have children. Now, who would you consider to be more on the right and more communist? Would you consider Putin to be more communist and the enemies of God and country? Or would you consider Joe Obama? What do you think? What do you think, Teddy?
I'll tell you what. I think they're both obviously communists, just different levels. that's the truth. I don't trust Putin as far as I could throw him. Obama, or see now you got me saying Obama all the time. That's now. Fine. It's Biden. I think Biden is just a puppet, and he is just doing whatever his party tells him to do. I think it's almost comparing apples to oranges. To where Putin has all his senses, he is a free thinker, where Biden does not. Biden is, he's a puppet on strings.
Teddy, I got to jump in because we're running out of time. And let's see, which one of you guys... Okay. John McTernan, did you give the invitation last week, or was it Holman?
I did this time.
Well, then we'll let Holman do it tonight. Go ahead, John Holman, get her done.
How much time do I have, Pastor Ernie?
3 minutes. You got 3 minutes.
All right, folks. So here's the thing. We give out truth. We give out truth and love, and now we're going to give you the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is that is appointed once unto every man to die, and then the judgment. Nobody is going to escape that. Everybody's going to die, and everybody's going to face judgment. But what you can avoid is the great white throne judgment. You want to avoid that. So, and the way you can do that is by putting your faith, your trust, everything that really matters in life, ultimately, is do you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ? And what that means is God has these moral laws and precepts, and we discussed some of that here tonight. And we count that as those being on the right that do that, and they are on the left that oppose God. So what you need to do is to repent of your sin, which is the sins that offend God, and you turn and do the works that he has prepared for you before the foundation of the earth. And then repent, do the works, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that his blood was shed on the cross for you, and you can have eternal life. And then you will be made new. His Bible says you'll be a new creature in Christ. And the greatest thing you will ever do is to accept Jesus Christ, and then realizing that you have eternal life. That'll be the greatest experience of your life. No political position, no amount of money, no amount of stature, no amount of anything that you can gain in this world will ever, ever stack up to your life in Christ. So we're asking you tonight, make the decision to serve the Lord, and we that is our prayer in our heart. That's the whole purpose of what we do here, is to bring you the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We start the program with the gospel of Christ, and we end it with the gospel. And folks, don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Listen, if you don't understand it, go to the Gospel of John chapter 3, read it and do it. Teddy Daniels, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much for being here with us tonight. And we're right up against where we always start at this time. Are you guys ready?
We're ready, Pastor.
Ready to go?
Are you ready? There you go. Yeah, Teddy, you too. When we say, when we get to it, just repeat with us, okay? And here we go. We're going to do it. We're going to say good night. God bless. Always, always, keep.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.